nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, and it's OneRadioNetwork.com, and it's Open Phone Friday and Open Email Friday because we get lots of emails during Open Phones. Oh, my goodness. February 14th, happy Valentine's Day to you. This is the day when Giorgio Valentine, my Uncle Vito, he went in. No, that wasn't the right guy. The day of, see, as soon as I get on the air, my nose itches. Well, good morning. If you'd like to be on the show, and we hope you do, it's always much more fun when you call, but emails are fine. And we'd love to talk to you. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com is the email. See, I gave the email first. It is 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. If you're listening and watching on Facebook or YouTube, you can comment there. But the easiest way to get right to me with this little computer I have right in front of me is Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, we talk mostly about health and healing and nutrition on this show. If you're new here, I'd say about maybe 75% or so, and then we dig into a little geopolitics, you know, things like the weather and the global warming thing and then money. And so we, you know, maybe 60, 70, 40, 70, 30, something like that percent. And we're always open to receiving new guests and new ideas, new guest requests that you might have. And happy to see those anytime. And that's at the same email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Valentine's Day. So did you get your, like, did you? Oh, you did. Okay. Flowers are always good. So, and if you have a boyfriend, you can send him flowers too, because guys like flowers too. And there's a little trick if you have a, not much of a trick, but if you have a little bit of a boy, a girl crush going on outside of where you live, and you say, hey, it's Valentine's Day here, I could do something really fun. Say the person lives in Omaha. You could just go to a florist in Omaha online, call an Omaha florist place, real easy peasy. Hello? Order some flowers for him or her, or they, and it could be a day. And then you just order them right there, and they send them out probably in an hour. Of course, Valentine's Day, a little crowded. But you, it's a lot easier than going online and do the 800 flowers and all that. And I kind of think you get a better thing, too, when you call a local florist, and you can talk to the person, and she'll tell you, she'll say, we can do this. Oh, yeah, do that. And you can. So you can do that last-minute thing. And most likely they can get it out today. But you never know with these places on Valentine's Day. How about a little sip? Do we have a little bit of the... we're having... Oh, you can't see it. We're having... Yopan tea from Daniel Vitalis. Yopan. Well... what can you say about love? You just really can't say anything about it, can you? I mean, it's just there. Of course, all the teachers, all the spiritual paths and religion, of course, have talked about love. And the Beatles, you know, they kind of had it like love is all there is. And it appears, just if you want to get kind of geeky about it, the way it appears that that this divine spirit that runs around Energizing Bunny Everything, called Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. She is, in fact, love on a deep level. So that's really kind of interesting to even think about it like that, isn't it? You know, we talk about coal fire plants and whatever, solar and wind and then really what runs everything is love. So I guess that's what a lot of the free energy people are always working on to see if they can bottle up this love and get it what they call free energy. Sharon just wrote in and said, did you see the open phone graphic today? No, I'm going right now. Been kind of busy this morning. That's great. Oh, my God. Did you see the thing she created on the front page? That is so cool. Little doggy with little love glasses and a heart love. Chat it up and share some love. Wow. That's beautiful. That's great. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Who was that dude? He was some guy, Valentine guy. So the Beatles said it, all there is in love. And it's so simple and so, interesting sometimes that if things are just kind of a little warbly in our world, that just to give anybody love, just kind of works. Your dog, your cat, your plants, your neighbor, go out and do something, call somebody, and just love them, and just listen to them, and then things just kind of, it neutralizes and it purifies everything. We talk about detoxification and all of that, and love really purifies everything. And that's why Jesus and other teachers have said, love your neighbors, because when your neighbors are getting all feisty about, don't do that. And then all you have to do is just say, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I was wrong. And, I'm sorry. And I shouldn't have said that. And then it's over. Just kind of surrender to the whole thing. So let's share a little love here this morning. What do you say? Lovey-dovey. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll tell you about this thing secondly, about the Facebook. So Dr. Richard Olry on a couple of days ago. And I'll tell you, I got a whole little chiropractic story for you, which we think is going to be pretty cool. Help taking us to another level of our healing, and talk to you a little bit about how important the whole structure thing is, and why. And then he was saying, I talked to him yesterday about some X-rays that we got that I'll get into, and he said, I see you leaning into the microphone for the whole 2 hours that I talked to you. And, I think I do. I think you just, like I'm back now. And I think you just get used to doing that over 120 years of long time doing radio, and you're just kind of leaning in and talking, And he said, it's just not good because, I can explain a little bit why. So if you're like this and then, so when you're at the computer, see if you can kind of, when you watch yourself and you can't see if you can kind of, stay straight and sit back a little bit. And it's just a natural tendency, of course, is to look in, to look in it like that, right? So you can see it. But we can see it. You know, you're only moving 6 inches. Not like you can see it any better. But it's just a natural tendency. So I have to work on that to sit more back and not have my head going. Because, boy, if you think about it on top of that spine and you know, like this, it's, be a little strange.
Cool.
What's a head weight? What is it, 10 pounds, 12 pounds, 15 pounds, something like that? Like little kid said in Jerry Maguire, we should know how, I've seen that movie 12 times. The human head weighs, what does he say in the movie?
We'll see you there.
Okay, Avery will meet you at the B gate at 4:15. Don't be late.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Oh, I put Tim on the same floor at the Marriott.
8 pounds. So the human head weighs 8 pounds. So when that little thing is not sitting right on top, you don't have your head on straight. Everything can get a little wonky, you know. Everything can just get a little strange, you know. The body's always trying to compensate. So we'll talk more about it. So the human head weighs 8 pounds. Thank you, Jerry Maguire. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So I guess the Academy Award thing was it Sunday night? Yeah, I think Sunday night. So I'm kind of a movie fan, so I went on some website and I looked at all the different winners and see who won the awards. It's interesting to me. And then I saw some links to see some of the, wait a minute, why is my camera blinking? Hold on a second. Okay, I got to change cameras. I got to change batteries. Hold on. That's weird. I must have not put in a fresh one. One is to get the lip syncing all lip synced up for our guest, and it's getting better. We increased our bandwidth and all that, and I noticed this last week. Well, it's not dead on. It's definitely better. Get this wire over here. Definitely better. So we're working on that. Then also we got a little thing where the gadget we bought to have the camera be on all the time, just through the plug. That didn't work, so we haven't figured out that. Jeremy's got to fix that, so we put in batteries. But the batteries generally last about 3 hours, so sometimes, though, when we do more than three or four, sometimes we do 4 hours, because we are having more guests on Monday and Wednesday, I got to change the battery in between shows. But, so, it's not blinking anymore, so enough about that. So where was I? So I was watching, so then I saw on these links that, well, you can watch some of the acceptance speeches of some of the winners. And so, well, that'll be fun, just to see what they said. What's her name? Who was in Jerry Maguire? She won for Judy, which is a pretty good movie. I was really surprised, but she won that best. But, you know, they just vote. It's just a voting thing. A lot of politics. But anyway, so to get to my point, if I just quit going off point here, is that Joaquin Phoenix, he came up, and I haven't seen the movie, not really interested in seeing the Joker. It just, that the picture, the poster looks so weird that I don't even know what it's about. But it was a big movie. And so Joaquin Phoenix gets on, and gotta love him, you know what I mean? He starts going on about how we have to quit artificial inseminating cows, and then giving all the milk to the, you know, to the mother, and then the babies die, and then the cows and factory farms, and they're contributing to global warming, and you know, and all of that. And it was a little, you know, well, I don't know, I don't have a lot of patience, you know, for that kind of black and white dogmatic thing, especially at the Academy Awards, but it's turned into that kind of stuff. So I went on Facebook, and I kind of gave him a little hard time for doing that. And you know, it was funny, too, when I did that, and then about an hour later, I didn't feel that good about doing it, because I'm just really learning more and more that it's just really not good, and it's a waste of time to criticize people, because they're all our brothers and sisters, and they're all soul, And love is all there is, so that's not love. That's like getting snarky, you know? And a couple of people went on Facebook and they said, well, you know, it's just free speech and you have a right to say what you want. And he had a right, and, you know, and then I went on there and I said, yeah, you're right. I said, you're right. I just really shouldn't have even said that. I mean, but it's just that's not even my business, really. And it was really interesting how people really respond to that. So it's just a little simple little example how when we give in to love and give in to patience and compassion for people that we're all working on doing, and we all forget all the time, but things really do work out a lot better for us, and you just feel better on the other end. You know, I really felt good, like saying, "Yeah, I shouldn't have said that," you know. But that's just something that you can kind of think about every time you're getting into a snit with somebody or something, you know. Pretty easy just to kind of give in and say, just give in. What does it matter? Well, it doesn't matter to anything except to God. Okay, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. There's Doodle.
Hi, Doodle. What's going on, kid?
Doodlebug. Oh, I guess I should go back on the camera. Oh, I forgot to do that. If you haven't been on our website, we really have a lot of cool people. I could have waited till I got to this thing before I went back on camera. Cool things that you might want to try. This is one of them here, and let me find the right one. There's got to be a better way to find these things. Yeah, here it is. Can't even see it online. Nope. Yeah, here's what I wanted to show you. Previously with Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom, talking about our very special ginseng.
And you don't want something that's been corrupted coming into your body, like the ginseng is a super important example of that. You know, when you're using aggressive alcohols and solvents, it has a strange effect with ginseng, in the sense that when you're not only over processing it but putting it in really aggressive alcohols, what's going to happen is that you're going to flip the chemistry on some of the androgenic. Naturally, it's androgenic. It's going to basically protect the telomeres and add life to the body and protect the genetic replication of the cells, but it's also going to boost the androgens and boost the male hormones in the body. But if you incubate it in really aggressive alcohol, it flips those to become estrogenic. Now, estrogens, phytoestrogens, are not necessarily bad in balance, but you really don't want that with your ginseng, especially if you're getting like a really high quality, a really old root, something that's very special. You want to like treat it with care and make sure it's delivering what ginseng has to offer.
Just a short clip from Brandon talking about the way they do the ginseng, just to give you a better idea of where this company is coming from, the quality and the ethics. Brandon and the Shen Blossom link on oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, really, really nice company. Explore some of the things on their website. Very, very, very nice. Shaga. He's got a Shaga Rishi. He has a couple of kind of vegan protein drinks that really, really taste nice. Most of them taste. So if you're vegan or vegetarian, or no matter what you're eating, you know, I've been taking some of it. I like it. Lots of really great things on Shen Blossom on oneradionetwork.com. He's also the same fellow that does the Blue Shield. If you'd like to get that little cube for your house, and you can, I get questions about Blue Shield, and you can email Brandon through the website Blue Shield if you'd like to get more information about it. Well, it's Valentine's Day night 2020, and smooch out some love to some people in your neighborhood. Check out the front page of One Radio Network, and Sharon's got a great little graphic for Open Phone Friday. It's just precious. She's a very creative girl. Very creative. I've been off and on, and been talking a little bit about it. Kind of a classic heartburn symptoms in my gut for years. And, you know, the strange thing about it is that I've never really been able, you know, still working on cracking the code for it. It's very seldom, it's seldom now, but it still comes back. Something's still not quite right. And you can imagine with all the people that I've talked to and all the, you know, relationships I've had with a lot of people, be able to talk to them off the air and try things. And it just, you know, you could just imagine over 2 or 3, how long's it been? It's been forever, you know, of really. And believe me, there were moments along the way when it was really in its heyday, the discomfort in the upper stomach thing, that I was real close to going in and doing one of those endoscopies where they stick something down and take a camera. But, you know, I just never could bring myself to do it. I didn't want anything that invasive. I just didn't want to do it. So it was just, you know, you got to let the body heal and do everything you can to help it to heal. So, so let's see, how did this start? I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. So I began to notice a couple of weeks ago how if I was getting some discomfort 2 or 3 in the morning, a kind of a classic heartburn thing. This is 4 or 5 hours after I've eaten. Doesn't even make sense, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, doesn't even make sense. And so I would really barely breathe, do the Buteyko thing, and just let my body deal with it and lay back and move my head around. And that was the natural tendency I had was to kind of give myself almost a little mini adjustment, you know, in the neck. And I found that I could actually work with it. And there were times when the whole burning thing would just go away when I moved my head a certain way. It's like, whoa. So I started talking to Steve Shiver about that. Dr. Shiver, who's been on our show. Good man up in Northwest Arkansas. And so we were chatted about, and so I got to the point where we thought it would be a good idea to go and take some film of the neck and see what was going on up there, because he said, well, you know, if that's the case, and you definitely probably have something going on up there in the upper cervical and in the brain, you know, the stem that is impinging on some kind of a nerve, you know, through the mouth of God and through that whole, I guess it's, whatever they call that. I don't even know what it's called. Anyway, the thing inside of our head that, you know, what's that called, Adam? Anyway, and so if those are just not happy, it could be impinging on one little nerve that goes to the stomach or the vagus nerve, and that could be ongoing, and the stomach's not going to pretty much get well until you take care of that. I mean, that's the importance of this the structure to really pay attention to it. And so we'll talk about some ideas that you can do to not put yourself in this situation and to finding a good chiropractor. But at any rate, so I went yesterday and had a local chiropractor that I go to from time to time. I mentioned him. He's really cool. He's one of these old timers, kind of like Steve, you know, the old school guys that have been around and they know a lot of stuff. And Steve's been at it, what, almost 40 years? And so is this guy, gentleman. So they arranged for me to go into Dripping Springs, believe it or not, right down the street, and get 4 shots of my spine, well, my upper cervical. So they get one straight on, and then they do a sideways, and then they get one like this, and then they get one like this. And you can really see a lot. And they're all digital. It was, I paid out of pocket, it was like $97 for the whole thing, which is pretty cool. And then I had them put on there to give me the x-rays, so they didn't want to wait and give it to the doctor, because you don't want to do that. You want to get them. So I walked out of there with a disc, right on a disc. Hold on a second on the phone, I'll be right there with you. Stay right there, let me just finish this thought. So I walked out of there with a disc. Half an hour, $97, boom, four shots. Really, really good quality. So you get home and look at them, and I'll continue this story from there after we go to the phone. Good morning. Who's this?
Charles.
Charles. How you doing, kid?
I'm good. How's everything in Dripping Springs?
Well, it's a beautiful morning, about 35 degrees and bright sunshine and a little frost on the ground. And I think it's going up to about 60 or 70 today.
Yeah, it's going to be nice here. Yeah, sure is. You know, I was listening to Neil Bernard, and of course he's been an outspoken vegan for years. That's kind of his shtick, you know. So I mean, he's not going to change.
Right.
But even having said that, you know, I kind of look at a lot of different things and diets, and you know, that whole tofu thing, it seems to work for people in a lot of places, and if you look at Loma Linda, California, what is the Seventh-day Adventist? They eat almost no meat and a ton of tofu, and they live longer than almost anyone.
Oh, they're in that blue zone over there?
Yeah. Oh. And I just wonder how that can be. If tofu is so, you know, if it's so bad for you, how can they eat it and be
right.
The longest-lived people?
Well, that's a good point. And but tofu's fermented, isn't it?
I think it's like cheese, fermented cheese.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess if you got an organic, and the people that argue for it, they say, well, or the people argue against it, they say, well, the Japanese, they don't really eat that much. They just put a little bit in their soup. And that may be true too, right? Because if you go to a Japanese restaurant and you get some miso soup, something like that, you'll notice they only put like two little cubes, right, of tofu in there. Isn't tempeh is made out of the same thing, isn't it? Tempeh, soybeans?
Yeah, I don't really know much about them.
And that's a pretty good food, you know. If it's organic, I don't think it's going to hurt anybody. I mean, I don't eat a lot of it. Every now and then I have tempeh, but it's supposedly, you know, I think we get too carried away with the two, where it's supposedly more estrogenic, right? That's why a lot of the he-mens don't like it, because it's got too much estrogen.
And too much estrogen would make a man do what?
Be more girly.
Well, at age 60, I don't think it's going to happen now.
Yeah, probably not. Probably. I don't think I'm going to switch sides at this point, but, you know, I mean, anything's possible. I don't think I'm going to switch teams, you know. Yeah, be more like what did Arnold Schwarzenegger call him, a girly boy? Be more a girly boy. Yeah. But there were some pretty fascinating studies. I brought it up during the interview, and he didn't even go there. He said, well, I've never heard about that, and I don't know if that's true. But it was true, where early on when the whole soy milk thing was becoming a big deal, remember, like, 80s and 90s?
Right.
I mean, you could go into Whole Foods, and when they first opened, and they had, 40 feet of soy milk. You know, it's a lot of soy milk. And I read, and I don't know if it's, you know, whatever, who knows what's true these days, but this was years ago, probably didn't get into as much fake news, and where the whole Philippine Islands, they got all gooey about soybeans, you know, the big soy milk companies went in there and just bombed them, you know, with soy milk. And theoretically, after 5 or 10 years, they were seeing that the girls were going into menstruation and, you know, puberty, like really early, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, earlier than kind of quote unquote normal. And the whole article was because of the higher estrogen in the soy milk, because they were drinking a lot of it. Now, I don't know how accurate that is, because, you know.
Yeah, he kind of went there on the girls going into menstruation. What was his reasoning on that?
Oh, did he even acknowledge that? Oh, I thought he did not. No. Yeah, I don't remember what his reasoning was, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't want to touch the cholesterol thing, you know.
No.
You make plenty of cholesterol, you don't need any at all. Okay, and I was kind of like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that that's not, no, I you know, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's right. He's written many books. He's continued to write books. So he can't really change right now. That's who he is.
Right.
Understand
right.
that. Right. But the soy thing, what I was looking at that, or the tofu thing or whatever, it's very high in protein, okay? Like, it's off the chart, you know. It's higher than eggs, you know. An egg is 6, and a half a cup of tofu is 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm trying to gain weight because I've always been underweight. But as you get older, you can continue to decrease muscle mass. So I thought, well, if it's that high in protein, would it help me gain weight? Because, you know, when they start talking about people eating 100 grams of protein, there's no way I can eat that much protein.
It's a lot.
I mean, that's like impossible. And I've had many doctors say, well, you'd have to eat, a tremendous amount to put weight on. It's really easy to take it off, okay? Really easy. But to add it on is much harder if you're skinny. And so I thought about, I'm going to get me some tofu today and just see if I can down it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it tastes like, really. It's a neutral taste, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not much to the taste, not at all.
I know Amy's or someone has a chili, and this stuff's delicious, okay? And it's got tofu in it, and you can't tell it, okay? I mean, it is killer chili.
Really?
And it's just like ground beef in it. And when I ate it, I thought, well, this is, it's organic, you know, and Amy's stuff is good. Annie's is questionable, okay? But Amy is the good one. And so anyway, the first time I ate this stuff, I thought I was eating hamburger in it. I ate it many times, and then I flipped the can over, and there it is, tofu.
Tofu.
And I was like, well, I just don't even believe it. Should I even eat it now? But, because it's delicious, I eat it occasionally, yeah.
Well, you know, the 100 grams, have you ever tried any of these protein powders at all?
You know, they tend to leave me heavy.
I'm not
hungry for the next meal. If I do a protein powder, I'm not hungry at the next meal.
Yeah, I find the same way, Charles. Yeah, you could live off those things. And there's one that I kind of like. It's my most fave. Well, you might check out the Brandon's proteins, the new ones, you know, in Shen Blossom, and they're really interesting, and they don't give you that heavy feeling at all. The ingredients are like crazy ingredients, like really cool. It's called, you'll see them on there if you go on Shen Blossom.
Yeah, I think I've looked at that.
Yeah, look at the ingredients. It's like pretty trippy. I think that, I would try that. There's Nutribiotic has a organic sprouted rice protein. They're sprouted rice, and it's that doesn't tend to weigh as heavy on me. But how about, like, can't you do 3 or 4 or 5 eggs a day?
Well, I tend to run a little bit of high cholesterol, so I...
Yeah, but doesn't matter, right? We don't care about cholesterol.
Yeah, I know, but my cardio does.
Well, you don't care about him. Who are you living for, you or your cardio?
Yeah, I know. And my LDL is not where it's borderline, okay? The lousy cholesterol, they call it LDL. The healthy is off the chart good. I mean, he said, so you're good, okay? He
yeah,
said,
yeah. You know, what's your cholesterol number?
I'm about 215.
Oh, man, that's perfect. I can get it up there a little bit, man. I like 240, 250.
Yeah, I know. You like your cholesterol.
I like it up there, baby.
It tastes good, I agree.
An egg only has, 6 grams of protein, so even if you had 6 eggs a day, that's 36. And yeah. You might try tempeh. Tempeh's got a lot of protein in it, and it's kind of fun tasting. Get an organic one, and I'm not sure about the protein content on it, but it's a pretty interesting little product.
Okay. Tempeh is what is it exactly?
It's soy.
It is soy.
But it's some kind of a fermented soy of some kind, you know.
Okay.
Let me pull one up here and let's see what the here's Light Life. They have an organic tempeh. Let's see what the protein content on this puppy is. I don't, Adam's listening. I don't know if there's anything to that whole 100 grams. I mean, you know, somebody could just make that up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ingredients in the tempeh is organic soybeans and organic brown rice. So I don't know what the protein thing is. They don't tell you that. Not sure. Oh, here's another one. Let's see if they give you that. Give me the label, man. Show me the label. I want to see the label. Here's one. Label. All right. Took a while. Protein is... The serving, wow. Serving size is 3 ounces. I don't know what that is in tempeh. And the protein is, they don't even have it.
I've got it here. Simply put, tempeh is healthier than tofu. A serving of tempeh has 15 grams. Whoa.
That's
good. And tofu has 10. I better go get some of that today.
Yeah, I don't even see any of the protein on this label. That's crazy. That can't even be possible. Total fat, fat, polyunsaturated, cholesterol, potassium, carbohydrates, sugars, vitamin A. Oh, they got it way down here, yeah. Protein. It actually had, wow. They actually have 50 grams on this one.
3 ounce serving.
60 grams. That can't be right.
16 grams on this.
60 grams for 3 ounces? Is that possible?
No, 16. Is it sorry, 16 grams protein for 3 ounces.
This one says 60.
This is in a nutritional health line guide.
This is Light Life. Light Life Protein Organic. That can't be possible.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's either 15 or 16 for half cup.
Let me put on my little pinhole glasses here. I'll show you. Look like Stevie Wonder. No, that's right. Actually, it's 50 grams of protein for 3 ounces of Light Life organic tempeh. That's a lot.
That brand has more than any, because I just went to three sites, and they all have 15 or 16. So whatever brand that is, boy, they've loaded it with the protein.
It's Light Life.
Light Life.
Light Life tempeh, 3 grain. Oh, there's some grains in there. There you go. 50 grams for 3 ounces.
Is it gluten-free, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I don't think there is any gluten in it. Yeah, I think pretty much, unless they use wheat. I don't know. Okay. Let me check it out.
Yeah.
Man, you'd be... But, you know, I think for if you're slight, how much do you weigh?
I'd say I'm down to about 107.
Well, yeah, well, man, you are like... I weigh 20 pounds more than you. How is that even possible?
No, I'm a feather, Patrick.
I don't even weigh 20 pounds more than anybody. Yeah, you know, I would start really lifting some weights and doing squats and sit-ups and get your body kind of revved up to eat more.
Yeah. Yeah, when the wind blows, I don't go outside.
Not at 107, man. I can't. That's crazy. I don't know anybody at 107. That's good. How long have you been in that weight? A long time?
Yeah, about 15 years. I started losing weight about 15 years ago. And so I had a few health issues and just never been able to get it back on, you know. Because like the guy told me, he said, once you lose it, I had kind of a blood disorder called neutropenia where you can't make a lot of white blood cells. So they sent me to a couple different docs and everybody kind of said the same thing. You know, once you lose this weight, it's really going to be work to put it back on, okay, at an older age, you know, because I'm 63.
Yeah. Oh, you're just a kid, 63. Give me a break, man. Yeah. You know what? How about some milk? Have you tried milk?
I don't drink a lot of milk, but I started drinking a little. I'm going to go pick up some tempeh today.
Try some tempeh. Maybe try some goat milk, too. It's an A2, easier for most people to digest. And I've been drinking... a lot of it, not that it means anything, but it's really helped me to stay and gain a little weight. I think the the milk does. And it tastes great, too. Yeah, it tastes great.
I don't have a good source up here for goat milk. So.
Well, I think you can get some organic at the hippie food store, and it's not a deal breaker, in my opinion, that it's pasteurized. I don't think it matters.
All right, well, I'll let you know how the Tempeh experiment goes.
Yeah, let you know. Let us know. Thanks.
All right, good to talk to you.
Nice Patrick. To talk to you. 107, wow. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, I tell you, the cow's milk tasted great, and boy, after about a month, it was like, I just got so constipated. I was like, just couldn't figure it out. Didn't work. Now the goat's milk is fine. And so Dr. Olry, and we were talking about that, and he said that the goat's milk is A2, and theoretically, the A2 milk, moo cow juice, is easier to digest and things like that. So you might try some goat's milk if you want to get a little milk. There's a lot of good things, and it tastes so good. It's hard to imagine that milk's not good for you. Not that... You know what I'm saying? Because it tastes so yummy. And it's just kind of cow juice for the kids. And I know there's all kinds of arguments that we're the only mammals that drink milk after. So we're the only ones. Doesn't mean it's wrong. So it's kind of fun, especially if you wake up in the middle of the night. I'll get back to my chiropractic story and upper cervical thing. 1 ounce of Gouda cheese, 7 grams of protein. Well, now, there you go, Charles. Email just sent came in. 1 ounce of Gouda cheese, 7 grams of protein. So you could have 3 eggs, some gluten-free crackers spread with Gouda cheese, and a little bit of hummus and almond butter. Almond butter is good. Have some nuts in the morning. Why don't you try eating on time like Adam Bergstrom and see if that doesn't get your body going up a little bit. This is Open Phone Friday, and my name is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We're talking with Brandon Amalani about his great product, the Blue Shield. And the Blue Shield is the main product is a cube, and it doesn't block the EMFs as some people think, right, Brandon?
That's correct. It doesn't. It's really about the communication of the device and the body. And what we figured out is how to communicate with the body and amp it up. So it's affecting the cell voltage. It's affecting the intercellular communication. And the most important part is that it's getting the body to stop fighting the EMF, which are repetitive signals in the environment. They're non-native, they're man-made, and the body raises white blood cell counts and attacks it like it's a virus, essentially.
That's interesting. That's very, very different technology from most units around.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This uses multiple scalar outputs, and it's really innovative, the scalar realm, because it's using crystal photonics or light to basically do this digital signaling that creates these longitudinal waves that move through time space and affect the subatomic structures between atoms. So as it moves and passes through your body, it's literally affecting the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual components of what we're made up of.
Well, as you can hear, this is interesting technology, very different. And working on the cells in the body. The Blue Shield, it's on our website, front page. Use promo code ONERADIO, little cube, take care of the whole house. They also have a little personal guy you can put in your pocket or purse. Blue Shield, promo code ONERADIO, OneRadioNetwork.com. Oh, you've heard me talking about this AquaCure machine, and if you're looking for something really interesting and fun to incorporate it into your life, I think this... maybe something that you'd have a good experience with. All the folks that are emailing me are having a good experience with it. There's a tremendous amount of literature, studies that have been done over many years about the benefits of hydrogen. Here's a picture of the machine, and this is called the AquaCure that we promote And they'll say, well, that's a little pricey there. Yeah, it is. This is, I don't think it's pricey. I think it's well worth every dollar if you got the, if you got it in your budget. George Wiseman has been working on this model. Well, I think this is the third or fourth version, like 2.0, 3.0, and all that, of the AquaCure machine. It's very easy to set up and to use. Got my little hydrogen water right here. And I just poured it, you know, you can get, it tastes really good too. It's real different. It's real kind of smooth and velvety. It's really interesting, and it, it'll help you to hydrate more, and that's a big deal. So many benefits. It's one of the best antioxidants that you can get, according to George, and he's done, and it's there. They're using hydrogen to help folks, hydrogen therapy, breathing the gas and drinking the water, mostly breathing the gas in hospitals to help stroke victims repair. You know, can you imagine trying to repair those little guys, those little things in your brain and all that? And the body will do it, you know, with a little bit of help. You know, the body will do it. And you saw the study that we put out. It was a case study that Dr. Dr. Mark Sergis talked about, where this gal that was all filled with tumors, that was on, I think they did a whole case study just on hydrogen, and she got totally clear, which is pretty trippy. Now, we're not claiming that breathing hydrogen is going to cure cancer or anything like that, but it's just this case study, and pretty interesting to bring up. If you'd like to get yourself one, simply go on OneRadioNetwork.com, click on that little ad that you'll see there. You'll see the machine, and you get a 10% discount. So about $2,250 will get you all the way home with delivered price. There's a lifetime warranty and also a lifetime or 1 year money back, no questions asked warranty if you don't like it, which is very, very generous. And I think a real true testament of what George thinks about the quality of this machine. It's called the AquaCure machine. You can check it out on our website, promo code One Radio.
We are listener supported, One Radio Network.
Okay, open phone Friday and open email Friday. Happy Valentine Day to you. And it is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. 15 years ago, YouTube was launched. Adam Bergstrom says on February 14th, 2005. Really? YouTube's birthday. Happy birthday, YouTube. My goodness, I think YouTube is probably one of the top websites in the world. Right up there. I think Google, YouTube. They're not playing nice with a lot of things, but, you know, it's kind of fun. We put our shows on YouTube, and you can go in the top right hand on our page and click on there and look at our past shows. So I'll get back to our upper cervical neck story. So I go in and I get this thing done. It was pretty cool. $97 for half an hour. They walk out with a disc. I go on and put them on my computer. I send the four shots to Dr. Richard Olry, who's a chiropractor, and I sent him to Steve Shiver, who's a chiropractor, because I want to, and both of them came back and said, well, you definitely got something going on up there that shouldn't be going on. Continue the story. Phone calls come first. Something going on.
Patrick, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Patrick, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. I'm walking the dog right now, so I was outside. I'm not quite sure how I'm coming across to you.
Yeah, and what's your name?
Monica. I'm from Virginia. I recently emailed you regarding the AquaCure hydrogen machine.
Oh, yeah. Monica, I recognize your friend. Yeah, you were looking to see if there were going to be on sale anytime soon, right?
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was, obviously. Always looking to get a good deal as well. But if you just talk about it again.
I can barely hear you, sweetie. I'm going to have to speak up and speak right in there.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try. Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So as far as I know, there's no plans for another sale anytime soon. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I will most likely get it any day now, anyhow. One of my primary reasons is actually my dog.
Your dog?
Yes. He's a 2-year-old Labrador retriever.
Yeah.
And he has been suffering from seizures.
Seizures?
2 to 3 months. Just very odd.
Like what kind of seizures?
Where he will all of a sudden just his entire body will go rigid, falls over. And it's like that for about 2 or 3 minutes. I talk to him calmly and rub him at that point. At times he really flashes around. And even my holistic vet tells me, idiopathic, no idea. So right now I also have, with interest, really, really enjoyed your rebroadcast of the show with MNS, Jim Humble, I believe.
Jim Humble, right, right.
Jim Humble.
Right.
So I'm also considering MNS at this point as well.
Well,
I think that might help him.
I know that people have used it. You know, I'm not a vet and I'm not a health guy, but just what I know over many years, I think there is, my opinion, that there is an infection generally at the root cause of almost everything, some kind of a virus or bacteria. And, you know, if that conjecture is close to being true, then things like MMS could very well help him because it'll go after something. You know, maybe he's got some kind of a strange bug that's, you know, causing. So what does your holistic vet say? What does he say? He said he just doesn't know.
Nope. You know, obviously they offer thousands and thousands of dollars worth of testing.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand.
It's a little bit useless. We didn't have him from early puppy stage. So I'm assuming he got his vaccination. So my theory is actually that he's been over-vaccinated and he probably has heavy metals in him somewhere that's messing with his brain.
Yeah, well, the vaccination certainly, yeah. I mean, so he had a lot of them? He had a lot of them?
I do not know. He was given up at 5.5 months.
I see.
He is what I would call the doggy version of ADHD.
I see. I see.
He, even at 2 years, I mean, obviously he's a lad, so they're quite busy. I'm sure you know that with Doodle, but nonetheless, he's very, very hyperactive, I would say, almost. He's very easily excitable.
Mm-hmm.
So my assumption is that something in that direction. And I think MMS would probably help with the metal removal as well. So that's my thought at the moment, and I think the hydrogen water.
Yeah, you know, it's worth a try, and for yourself, I think you'd really like it. Also, you know, I would start adding some sulfur into his diet every day,
mm-hmm.
and that could help. What about your food? Now, are you all organic?
All organic, raw.
Good.
He's getting a nice mix of. I think you actually turned me on to Slanker grass-fed beef.
Doodle,
I got a big box full of the pet food there. Can you hear me? Patrick,
yes.
You there?
Yes, I can. I just wanted to... Doodle was just like being too needy here right in the middle of the show. So you're doing meat, raw meat and stuff?
I am.
Okay, good.
Nice mix. I put some... A little bit of grain in there, a very overcooked oatmeal, whole grain.
I don't think I don't think they need whole grains.
You don't think any of that is necessary?
I don't think so.
A couple of tables.
They're pretty much carnivores. You know, it could be something in the rice, you know, that he doesn't like, you know. I would keep it as simple as you can. You know, you might recommend go to Cornucopia Pet Foods. Now, they have the organic pet foods in a can, which are like, you know, I'll supplement Doodles diet with that, where I might give a half of organic beef and then a can of that. It's totally organic, and she really likes it. And it's got a lot of vitamins and minerals and that the meat really doesn't have. And then also, though, I would recommend that he has three products. There's a superfood, there's a phyto food, and there's a it's a sprouted broccoli. Really powerful antioxidant and for his immune system.
Right.
And you could sprinkle, and I would put all three of those in your food, in their food every day, Cornucopia pet foods, and stay organic and get good water and just love them. And he, you know, there's all kinds of cases with people and these kind of seizures. They'll just go away, you know. It could be a lot of different things. It could even be some stuff in his spine. And have you ever taken him to a doggy chiropractor?
No, that's a good idea.
That'd be fun.
He does get massages from me regularly, though.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. I know that's not the thing.
No, yeah. I'll do that a lot. A lot of love. You know, try to find a doggy chiropractor, and maybe he's got has some subluxations, just like we do in the spine, that's pinched nerve or something that is causing something on his brain to do that.
That's a great idea. Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. Other than that, I just want to thank you for all your shows. And happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. What's your doggie's name?
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, yep.
Hi, Charlie. We love you.
Two on Christmas Eve, so yeah.
Doodle loves Charlie.
He's a spoiled little dog.
Yeah, that's the only way to go, baby. Okay, Monica, thanks for calling. Let us know.
Have a good day, Patrick.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Doodle's being really needy here. You know, when it gets cold and frosty like this, she just wants to go out and play. So we'll go out after the show. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So Charles is going to have Gouda cheese and tempeh. Start lifting weights. Well, I have to say, I haven't been doing a really great job on the, you know, I got one of those little machines and not been doing a whole lot of it. Just kind of haven't got into the rhythm of it yet and just working on some other things and like sleeping. So, Adam has a little thing on soy here, if you're interested. One of the reasons soy was introduced into the U.S. in 1988 was to turn red winter wheat into white wheat by destroying the beta carotene in it. In the 1930s, scientists wondered if soy destroyed fish-based vitamin A2. Yes, it does. According to a 1937 issue, Scientific American magazine, is this good or bad? When a real science is invented that is not just a religious cult, will know for sure. The Seventh-day Adventists have been eating soy and gluten till they come out of their ears, so these long-lived people believe in a higher science. Ever new diamond body lifestyle. Happy Valentine's Day from Etta Bergstrom. Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, if you trust God, tie up your camel and believe that everything is good for you, then it is all good. I didn't realize the Seventh-day Adventist ate all that much soy. So it's working for them. Jeff writes in from far Texas, most people gain weight drinking fermented sprouted barley malt juice. Never heard of that. Really? I think Charles was kind of concerned about gluten. He asked about it. I don't know if he's concerned about it. I wondered, is there gluten in barley? I'm going to Google barley malt juice. Never heard of that. I eat gluten. I can try that. Oh, Eden Foods has a fermented barley malt juice thing. Oh, it comes in a powder. Wow. Eden Foods organic traditional barley malt syrup. Not barley malt syrup. Don't want that. You got to be careful when you click on these things on, goes to Amazon. They just fake it out. They make it think like you're going to where you want, and they try to sell you something else. Well, if you know anything about fermented barley malt juice, let us know.